was talking loudly, on the verge of tears, protesting that Madame Gauthier had absolutely refused to be accompanied. She lived just a stone's throw away at number 33A, and she, the nurse, had not been the least bit negligent. They were putting the old woman onto a stretcher now.
"On your way, Marie-France, it's none of your business any more."
"But it is," she thought, as she went down the street. Yes, she really had done something. By catching the woman as she fell, she'd prevented her striking her head on the pavement. Perhaps she had saved her life. Who could deny that? The first days of April and the weather was milder now in Paris, but there was still a nip in the air. A nip in the air. If there was a nip, where in the air did it lie? In the middle somewhere? Marie-France frowned in irritation at the silly questions that flew at random through her head like gnats. Just when she had saved someone's life, too. Or was the nip scattered everywhere in the air? She fastened her red coat more tightly and pushed her hands deep into her pockets. On the right, her keys and her wallet, but on the left, her fingers met a thick wad of paper that she had not put there. Her left-hand pocket was the one she used for her travel card and the 48 centimes for bread. She stopped under a tree to think, and there in her hand was the letter belonging to the poor woman who had fallen down in the street.
"Turn your thought over 7 times in your head before you act," her father always used to say to her, though he had never in his life taken his own advice. No doubt he barely managed more than 4 times. The writing on the envelope was very shaky, and the sender's name on the back, Alice Gauthier, was printed in big wobbly letters. Yes, this was certainly her letter. Back there, Marie-France had returned everything to the handbag, and in her haste to pick up the papers, purse, pills and tissues, before the wind whisked them away, she had stuffed the letter into her pocket. The envelope had fallen on the other side from the bag. The woman must have been holding it in her left hand. That's what she had set off to do all on her own, Marie-France thought. Post a letter. Should she take it back to her? But where? She must have been taken to the emergency department of some hospital or other. Should she give it to that nurse or whatever she was at number 33A?
"Watch it, little Marie-France. Watch it. Turn your thoughts over 7 times.
If this Gauthier woman had taken the big risk of going out to post a letter, it must mean she hadn't meant it to fall into anyone else's hands. "Turn your thought over 7 times, but not 10 or 20, her father would say. "Otherwise it gets worn out, and you'll never find the answer. There are people like that who go on thinking in circles forever. It's sad. Just look at your uncle." So, no, not the nurse. It must be significant that Madame Gauthier had set out on an expedition without her help. Marie-France looked around to see if there was a postbox nearby. Over there, the little yellow rectangle across the square. Marie-France smoothed the envelope out against her leg. She had a mission. She had saved the woman, and now she'd save the letter. It had been intended for the postbox, hadn't it? So she was doing no harm. On the contrary, in fact. She slipped the envelope into the slot labelled Paris Suburbs, after checking several times that it was to an address in the Yvelin department, postcode 78, to the southwest of the city. 7 times, Marie-France, not 20, or this letter will never get sent. Then she slid her fingers inside the box to check that it had fallen down inside.
"Yes. Last collection, 6 p.m. It's Friday today. The recipient will get it first post Monday." A good day that was, my girl. A very good day.
2.